You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you believe in ghosts? Hello, welcome back to Ghost Stories, the podcast. Before I start, I'm going to caveat this with, you may hear my son screaming in the background. That is one of the risks of working when he's in the house, so I guarantee it's not a ghoul or a ghost in the background, although who knows, it may be. Thank you for tuning in once again. We have another spooky story for you, but first a little housekeeping. I've been looking at how far we're into season 6, and we're well over the halfway point now, which is very exciting. We're now starting to plan for season 7 and looking at when we could take a little break, because my wife and I, for those that you don't know, are expecting our second child in May. So it's only going to get twice as noisy here in our household, no doubt. But what I want to make sure is that we're planning well ahead. I realize we've had a few issues with episodes getting out because of sickness and whatnot. But we're thinking ahead to the next few episodes we're going to create. I won't take up too much time with that this week, because the one we have coming is short and sweet. Keep an ear out in the next few episodes, and we will give you some updates. But now straight down to business. This week, of course, it's still Women in Horror Month this February, and we've had a story sent in by our listener, Nicole. It was actually sent in the last couple weeks, but we decided to bump it. We enjoyed the story that much. And it's one of those that's a bit different. It's not full on in the creepiness factor. It's actually got a bit of a nice touch to it as well, which is one of the things we really like to see. So thank you very much for Nicole for sending it in. This is Grandpa John.
Growing up during the years after World War II, I can remember being in school and having to practice the drills of hiding out under our desks in the event that another war should break out. I recall it being a very scary time for a child of post-war, not really understanding the reason for the war. The one thing that would always bring me comfort, though, was being with my family, especially my grandparents. They didn't live far from us, and going to visit them was a road trip, and I just couldn't wait to take it. My grandpa, John, he was such a kind man. I loved visiting with him. He had the warmest smile, the bluest eyes you've ever seen, and he'd sit and play games with me whenever we'd visit. He was the nicest man I'd ever known. When I was 7, I remember my mother getting a phone call one evening, and then soon after she had to rush my family to my grandparents' home. What was happening, I thought. I soon learnt that Grandpa John had passed away unexpectedly. Although being so young at the time, I didn't really fully grasp what had happened. As time went on over the years, I got married, had children, and moved into a home of my own. There were always times that I could feel that something was off, you know, as if something was following me. I'd have experiences of the TV, lights turning on and off, mysterious knocks on the wall, sounds in the attic, that sort of thing, shuffling in the basement, even once had my hair pulled. I've recently started organising some of the clutter that has just been collected over the years, and I found some old pictures that I hadn't seen for a while. I came across one that was not quite black and white, but more like the brown and black, the kind that you'd get done at a portrait studio. You could tell the picture had quite some age to it, I'd say maybe dating back to the early 1900s. When I looked at the picture, it wasn't really one that I was familiar with, yet the face seemed to speak to me. I put it aside and continued cleaning, but, you know, the thought of it was really bugging me. There was just something I couldn't quite put my finger on. Was it Grandpa John? Wasn't it? I decided to dig the photo out and have another look. On close inspection, I was particularly taken back. Despite the total lack of colour in the picture, I did notice his eyes. They were a vibrant blue. Something I'm sure shouldn't have really been possible with a photo like that at the time. And weirdly, I found it a bit unnerving. I decided to keep the photo on my dining room table. Even though it was unusual, it was a reminder of the man that had made me smile so much as a child. As the next few days passed, I began to find myself smiling every time I walked by that table. One evening, I crawled into bed to settle in for the night and to watch the local baseball team on TV. As I crawled under the covers and got myself situated, I said to myself, "Oh, I guess I should go use the bathroom one more time before I fall asleep." So I pushed back the covers, sat up, and kicked my legs out over the edge. I went to stand up, and there right before me was a man bending over towards me, his face inches from my nose, eyes glowing a vibrant blue. I shrieked and leaned back to swing to hit him across the face, and just as I was about to make contact with him, he vanished, gone. I sat there trembling, thinking, what just happened? I jumped up in the dark room and ran to turn on the light. Nothing. Sitting there terrified, I began to think to myself, what if there's an intruder in the house? So I went quickly down the hallway and turned on the second bedroom light. Nothing. Third bedroom light, nothing. Bathroom, dining room, kitchen, living room, all the lights were on, still nothing. No one was here. No one but me. And the face that I'd just seen was eerily quiet. Too quiet. I tried to rationalise what had just happened, but I couldn't come up with any excuse. What was it? Who was it? There had just been a man standing in front of me in the bedroom. I made my way back to bed, but I decided to sleep with the TV on, as the light kind of gave me some security. Over the next few days, there were episodes of those knocking sounds again, dragging sounds in the attic, and I'd shout, "That's enough!" and then they would stop. One night, I even woke up to the bathroom faucet handles turned fully on, with water running for who knows how long. And when I passed the dining room table, there laid the picture of Grandpa John. It now gave me a different feeling, one I didn't really like. I took the picture and put it in an envelope and tucked it away. A few days later, when my daughters were over visiting, I told them of my encounter with the face. They asked to see the picture, so I grabbed the brown and black photo to show them. After a moment of inspection, my eldest said, "Well, this isn't Great Grandpa John, is it? There's a name on the back, Richard, and a date, 21/5/1930. Without hesitation, I grabbed the phone and I called my mum to ask who this was. "Richard was my uncle," she said, "your Grandpa John's younger brother. They looked almost like twins. People often mistook them for each other." I waited in silence as she continued. "Oh, you would have liked him. He was a notorious joker, playing pranks, always having fun with everybody. However, he tragically passed away just before his 30th birthday." Taken back, I felt a sense of relief. Were the occurrences just my grandpa's brother trying to play harmless pranks with me? Having been silent for a while, and my mother inquiring why I asked, I simply let her know that I'd found the picture. I didn't say anything more about the spooky occurrences. Before hanging up, I asked, "Was there anything else that she could remember about Richard?" She replied, "You know, his face. He had the bluest eyes I've ever seen, even in the dark."
Thank you. Well, what a story that was. And like I said at the top of the show, it both had that creepy element, but also kind of a nice touch with the idea of her uncle coming for a visit and those blue eyes in the dark. Really fantastic story, Nicole. I appreciate you so much sending it in for Women in Horror Month. And we're really glad we were able to put it on the podcast. But that's all for us. I've got a little friend sitting with me right now, my boy Zach. He's done with me recording. You might hear him right now. He's not too happy, so I need to get going. But if you like the podcast, make sure to drop us a review, a 5-star rating on iTunes. Go head over to Facebook, give us a like there as well. And listening is amazing support in itself, but if you want to do that bit extra, feel free to head over to Patreon and drop us as little as a dollar. Patreon does not work in pounds. Not yet, anyways. And you can get the episodes up to a few days early. And what we're going to do is be looking at some special incentives for season 7 as well, so make sure to keep an eye on that. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in, and I guess we'll see you in 2 weeks' time. And don't stop asking,
do you believe in ghosts?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.